Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. Should you care to get in on the action, you've got questions about medicine or nutrition, we'd welcome them. 888-302-3684. We got lots to talk about this hour, and in just a few moments, I'll tell you about a very, very exciting victory that we in the natural products community are commemorating this week. Hopefully, it will be a sustained victory in our war against the prevention of labeling GMO products in our stores. But before we get to that, let's talk to one of our callers. Let's talk to Mike from Iowa. Welcome. Hello, Mike.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Yes, welcome. Dr. This is Dr. Hoffman. How are you doing?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I listen to you all the time, and I'm listening out of Shenandoah, Iowa.
Excellent. Yeah, it's one of our nice affiliates out there. Yep.
Yeah, they're a very good station, except it really irritates me when they preempt you with sports features.
Well, that's what happens. That's the nature of radio these days. We're experiencing the same kind of situation here in New York, where spring training is getting in the way of my New York audience listening to me. But you all are listening out in Iowa, so that's good.
Yeah. Do you have time for two questions?
I do indeed. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to know what your opinion is on caramel coloring. I have a lot of glucosamine chondroitin, and it's colored with caramel coloring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure why they would bother to do that, but
So I don't know why any of them put any of that stuff in their product.
Exactly. Hey, you know, they say that you can place a person from where they come from in the United States based on how they pronounce caramel, caramel. Or caramel. So I guess you're from out west where they say caramel coloring. So what this is about is, you know, let's take a look at what caramel is. Caramel is actually burnt sugar. So it makes a delicious confection. All you have to do is oil a baking sheet and put some sugar in a dry frying pan and heat over high heat to dissolve the sugar, and then allow the mixture to dissolve completely. And you got to swirl the pan as you go. It's kind of a delicate operation to get it right. Takes some practice, but then you end up with this brown kind of gooey substance, which is caramel or caramel, if you prefer. And doing it that way, probably all you're getting is a big dollop of sugar, probably not a lot of extraneous compounds that are dangerous or harmful. But in food technology, they make a lot of caramel. And in particular, the caramel turns colas that nice, deep, rich, dark color. That's what they use as a coloring for colas. And, you know, it also imparts some sweetness and flavor to the colas. Of course, you know, the recipe for Coca-Cola is one of the deepest, darkest concealed secrets of our lifetimes. It's a top secret recipe, and so we'll never know how much caramel actually goes into that. But recently, the Center for Science and the Public Interest has pointed to some of the potential harmful effects of caramel coloring. They suggest that it may even be carcinogenic. And the reason is that the way it's made industrially is you mix caramel color with ammonia and sulfites at high temperatures. And that's part of how they make huge industrial batches of the stuff that colors and flavors cola. But it's not just in colas. It shows up in all kinds of foods and beverages, including soy sauce, beer, salad dressings. And so they're concerned that this may be a potentially carcinogenic ingredient. Now, I have no idea why they would bother to put caramel coloring on a wholesome product like glucosamine with chondroitin. It's completely unnecessary. So you may want to switch brands to something which is just a white tablet that's not colored. I mean, I think they just do that for aesthetics, so that the tablet has certain color characteristics. It probably, in the amount that you're getting on a tablet, it's not going to make you get cancer. I mean, if you guzzle, 16 ounces of cola every day, you might reach the threshold where you could die of cancer. You probably die of diabetes before you get cancer. certainly it's also in diet colas as well as a way of flavoring them. So, I would say there's probably a workaround. You could probably find a product that doesn't have the caramel coloring. All right, you could take a shot with question number two.
I was kind of curious about if I should throw this supply I have out. I know where I can get some, including your site.
Yeah, well, the product that I recommend, and you can find it at drhoffman.com. We have a store, and we've got a product that's free of colorings and harmful ingredients. It's called Avasoy Complete, and it's got glucosamine plus chondroitin in the requisite amounts, the right amounts, plus something called ASU, which is avocado soy unsaponifiable. That's a mouthful, so we just say ASU. And that's a standard combination of ingredients that's helpful for prevention and reversal of arthritis. So the answer is, I think you should probably finish off what you have, because finishing off a bottle of that's not going to do you in.
It's two bottles.
Well, I think you'll survive. I think you'll survive. And, for the sake of economy, it's probably a minor risk. These things may contain toxic chemicals like 4-methylimidazole, which is actually regulated by the World Health Organization, and California limits manufacturers to an exposure level. So these are potentially carcinogenic compounds, but I think you only put yourself at risk if you consume massive amounts over a lifetime. And I think finishing, it's practical. Just finish your bottle and then go on to something a little bit less tainted. So second question, please.
Oh, is there anything that I can do to alleviate stenosis and scoliosis?
Yeah, I hate when people ask me about that, because it's a condition that's very, very hard to reverse. And, there are steroid injections, there are operations that open up the spinal gland. What spinal stenosis is it's a, just like coronary artery stenosis, where there's a narrowing of the coronary arteries. There's a narrowing of the spinal column that presses on presses on the nerves, that causes weakness in the legs, and sometimes pain and discomfort on walking. And I think it's a problem that needs to be prevented rather than treated. Once the horse gets out of the barn, it's hard to reverse. So what this argues for, and I continually emphasize this, is, and the chiropractors know this, is take care of your spine, stretch, get appropriate chiropractic care, take anti-inflammatory nutrients like you're taking with the glucosamine chondroitin. That'll help. Lots of omega-3 fish oil, lots of curcumin. These can help to reduce the inflammation that impinges on the spine. And above all, do the right kind of stretching. And we should teach, we teach kids literacy skills. We should teach kids stretching skills and back health skills from an early age, so that we prevent this terrible toll of back problems that afflict us as we get older. We all get, stiffer as we get older, and there's nobody who's exempt from back problems. But we can somewhat alleviate that with the right kind of practices to keep our spines flexible and to keep our discs very, very plump and well hydrated through the right kind of dietary approaches and the right kind of nutritional support. So I wish there was a wonderful natural treatment that's invariably effective for spinal stenosis. We're searching for that, and in conventional medicine doesn't have the answers either. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we're going to talk about an exciting victory by a slim margin for the supporters of GMO labeling when we return to this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684. We have several calls to get to, but before we get to that, let's commemorate a very exciting and hopefully not just temporary victory for those in favor of GMO labeling. Genetically modified organisms are now part of our food supply. And it's only fair that consumers should be made aware of the fact that the products that they're buying contain GMOs. Then they can make their own informed choice about whether they want to consume them. And incredible as it may seem, Congress was about to block labeling of GMOs. So they're not even, it's not even about mandatory labeling of GMOs. It's about Congress writing a bill which will ban labeling of GMOs, not permitting states to come up with their own regulations about disclosing GMOs. And Vermont has already done this. Vermont, very progressive state, very green state. And in response to that, General Mills is now, because they said, well, why, if we got to have two types of labels, you know, for 49 states and then one set of labels for Vermont, let's just go with a GMO disclosure on our products. And I think that's what's going to happen ultimately. Companies are going to realize that it's in their interest just to look, just full disclosure. That's what America's all about. Freedom of speech, full disclosure. You got to know what's in it. And this vote was a real squeaker, folks, because the House already passed what's called the DARC Act, which would prohibit GMO labeling by a large majority, and then went to the Senate for ratification. And what happened was, by a vote of 49 to 48, a real squeaker, it was overturned. And so the DARC Act will not come into being, at least for now. And the efforts of agribusiness and the chemical industry and the grocery cartel have been forestalled for the time being. And interesting, you know, 49-48, okay, there are 100 senators, so who is missing? 49 plus 48, that's 97. The three senators who didn't vote were Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, and Mark Rubio. I guess they were a little, Marco Rubio, I guess they were a little too busy to show up and vote. But a great victory for the majority of Americans who support labeling for GMOs. We just want labeling. We don't want to ban GMOs. We just want labeling. We want the ability to know what's in our foods, and then we can make our own decisions. And I'm disappointed in the Republican majority, because the Republicans in the House overwhelmingly passed this, and very few Republicans broke ranks to join the Democrats to push back against the DARC Act. And the Wall Street Journal, basically a Republican House organ, has continually written very highly biased editorials in favor of the DARC Act, suggesting that this whole concern about GMOs is nonsense and that we're causing people to starve and it's going to be too expensive for the grocery industry to comply and blah, 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 blah. And it's misleading the public because these products are utterly harmless. No problem. Let's move along, folks. Nothing to see here. But this is a legitimate issue. And, hey, we just want to know, if you want to, if you're okay with GMOs and you believe the GMOs are safe, at least, you know, you'll have the option of choosing GMOs or choosing non-GMO products when it comes to your family's health and well-being. And so a temporary victory, we celebrate it. And we thank you, those of you out there who were activists, getting word to your congresspeople about this important vote. It's an important issue. All right, let's talk to Doug in Erie, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Doug?
Doing terrific. Been listening to you for 10 years now, and mostly by podcast since we launched your radio station here. But anyways,
That's the way to listen. For our listening audience, how do you do it? You use iTunes, or you go to drhoffman.com and you download the shows?
I originally used iTunes and then switched over to something that it's secondary uses iTunes because I have an Android phone now. So,
okay, so you listen on your phone, and that's a good way to pass the time when you're commuting or, you know, just hanging out, you know, cleaning your apartment, whatever, paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what's your question?
Okay, I have a rising PSA. I had my prostate out last spring, and then they did follow-up radiation. And unfortunately, the first PSA came back that it's now rising after that. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in, I'm following Dr. Geo's Capitalist book and for the past 5 weeks. And on just red meat, I was wondering
whether to include red meat. Okay, so I'd like to answer your question in greater detail. And we're going to a hard break at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we'll talk to Doug from Erie, Pennsylvania, about what to do after you've had prostate treatment. But your PSA is rising, and the concern is, how do you keep it from going up? And how do you prevent prostate cancer from returning? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And if you don't have a chance to call during this hour, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to us, and we'll use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. And we just mentioned our newsletter. Please subscribe to our newsletter, because had you subscribed to this week's newsletter, you would have received, among other things, an article that I just wrote about histamine intolerance, a new way of looking at allergies. Because if you've got sneezing, wheezing, burning eyes, or flushing, or itchy skin with hives, or certain foods trigger stomach cramps or diarrhea, or perhaps you have frequent headaches or migraines, or bouts of nausea, or in women, severe menstrual cramps or panic attacks characterized by a racing heart, well, you may have histamine intolerance. You've dutifully tried allergy shots, sometimes for years, to no avail. Antihistamines work a little bit, but they don't provide an answer. And food allergy tests are bewildering because they keep coming up negative. The doctor tells you, nah, you don't have food allergies. But there seems to be something going on with the dietary precipitate. You just can't put your finger on it. Well, maybe, just maybe, you have histamine intolerance. Just getting rid of one food like gluten or dairy or going on a candida diet, well, you get partial relief, but it doesn't take care of the problem. There's this new understanding of something called histamine intolerance. And we talk about it in an article in this week's newsletter, and the article is now posted at drhoffman.com. So find out what that's all about, because it may be the key to unlocking your personal allergy problem. drhoffman.com for great articles, great health information. Let's talk to Doug in Erie, Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome. What's your question?
I have a rising PSA after having my prostate out last spring.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We're getting back to your question.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't have to repeat all the information. Let me just summarize it. Doug, so here's the situation. When men get prostate cancer, there are a couple of ways to go. If you have a very early form of prostate cancer, which is based on the prostate biopsy, you can do something called active holistic surveillance or watchful waiting, which means you don't even go in there with surgery or radiation or hormones. You just adopt a natural lifestyle, and you can go for years and years, and sometimes the cancer disappears. That's the best of all possible scenarios. There's another scenario whereby, okay, the prostate cancer looks a little more aggressive, a younger man, who might have their life shortened by prostate cancer. You know, a man who's maybe, you know, 92, maybe this isn't anything to worry about, but you sound like a younger guy. So you had the requisite, you had both radiation and surgery, correct? Is that correct, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So now what they do is they look at your PSA. Well, there's some question about PSA screening, you know, in the beginning. Is PSA screening a good idea? But PSA is, once you've been treated for prostate cancer, very important, because you want your PSA to be near zero, because you, in effect, don't have a prostate, and it's been removed surgically and it's been irradiated. So your PSA should be close to zero for a long time. The problem arises when PSA starts to go up, and that's indicative of the fact that the prostate cancer may have spread. So what's your PSA now?
A month ago, it was 1.1.
Okay, and that's low. That would be, you know, that would be a good PSA for someone who's never had prostate cancer. But the fact that it went from 0 to 1.1, and then on a subsequent test, it might be 1.8 or 2.3, that's a bad sign, because it means that the cancer may be coming back. So what are they telling you? Are they telling you that you might be a candidate for hormonal treatment?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to that.
Right. No, so look, hormonal treatment is can be very challenging. It's like putting a man through a sort of an accelerated female menopause. You know, you may have hot flashes, you'll experience a decline in sex drive and energy, because testosterone is very important to the well-being of a man. But I'm not inalterably opposed to it. Your question is about the natural accoutrements of that. You listen to some podcasts that I've done on the subject, and you're a follower of Dr. Gio Espinosa, who's written a book on this subject. And so your question is, what do you do about diet, right? So should you be on a vegan diet with absolutely no animal protein? Can you include animal protein? What role does red meat play in it? That was your original question, right?
Right. And actually, although I have eliminated that for the past 5 weeks when I, once I found out that the cancer was still with me. And my question even more so is about pasture-raised eggs. Are they acceptable and to what amount?
Yeah, and I think that they are, because what you need in order to forestall your craving for carbohydrates, which definitely drive cancer, you need some protein in your diet. And, I think the emphasis is on pasture-raised, on antibiotic-free, on hormone-free, certainly hormone-free, because the hormones may actually cause the remaining cancer cells that are left in your body to proliferate. You don't want that. So I think the major problem with animal protein is that it's so highly treated with hormones and has so much in the way of chemical residues. So what you want is probably to reduce your total intake, and you want to be really careful about your sources. Grass-fed beef, natural poultry, pasture-raised eggs, which is actually even superior to organic, because, Larry, you're really sure that the eggs come from sources where not only they're not using harmful stuff, but they're literally, the chickens are grazing in an open area where the food that they consume will actually be reflected in the composition of the eggs. So I think that that's permissible. I don't think that moderate amounts of protein are what drives cancer. I think massive amounts of any of the macronutrients, too much of, too much fat, too much sugar, too much carbohydrates, and even too much protein can cause cancer to proliferate. But in order to be on a long-term diet that's balanced, you're going to have some protein sources. Because if you go totally vegetarian, well, you can. You certainly can if you follow a careful diet. But the tendency on a vegetarian diet is perhaps to have too much in the way of starch, and that can cause IGF-1 to go up and can actually feed the cancer. So, the question is, can you forestall this with natural approaches? You're probably taking, many of the supplements that we talk about. You're taking green tea extract and curcumin and vitamin D and selenium and the right kind of vitamin E and all the various supplements, DIM, diindolmethane. Mm-hmm. These are some of the things that are actually have anti-cancer effects. Any others that you're considering taking?
You just named off about a third of my list, just about everything on your top 20.
Empower or AHCC, which is a cancer fighter, you're taking those things.
Right.
And look, there's no question that the diet and the supplements will help to slow the progression of the cancer. The problem is that you probably had initially a very aggressive cancer, which now has sort of escaped the capsule of your prostate and may not have been completely eradicated by the surgery and radiation. So the concern is we'll have to carefully watch the PSA. If we can keep the PSA, around one and it's not going up, you may be able for a long time to avoid going on hormonal treatment, which has all those side effects. But if necessary, you can go on hormonal treatment. And I have some men who've gone on the hormonal treatment. These days, it's not permanent. They do it for 6 or 9 months, and then they stop. And then some of these men, their PSA goes down. It gives their body a chance to adjust the good diet and the good supplements, and then they do fine, and their PSA remains at a fractional level, 0.1 or 0.3, and they live hopefully happily ever after. So let's see if just get really working on that natural approach, include exercise as part of that, because, active exercise program will reduce your risk of prostate cancer recurrence by 30%. That's an important part of it, too. So Dr. Geo's book is a good blueprint for that. There's a Yeah, what's the name of the book again?
What's the name of the Thrive, Don't Just Survive with Prostate Cancer.
Right, by Dr. Geo Espinosa. You say you've dropped some weight, which is good?
Yeah, 14 pounds in 5 weeks, and I probably have another 15 to go to get back to my triathlon days.
Oh, that'll do you a hell of a lot of good. All right.
Yeah.
All the best to you. Good luck, and keep us posted. Call us back in a few months and let us know how things have gone.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there are millions, literally millions of Americans who suffer from atrial fibrillation. And we get a lot of calls about atrial fibrillation because it's a bothersome syndrome. It makes people tired and out of breath. It necessitates the use of medication. And therefore, people are looking for natural approaches to alleviate it. Here's an interesting study. You know, we often talk about magnesium. We talk about coenzyme Q10. Here's an interesting study on something completely different for sufferers of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. That sounds bad. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. That means that you're, from time to time your heart's normal, but then it goes wham. It goes into atrial fibrillation. It's a form of palpitations, but worse than just an occasional palpitation. It's actually dangerous because once your heart goes into high gear, you can flip a blood clot into your brain. So many patients with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation need blood-thinning medications permanently. So they did a study at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, and it's entitled The Effects of Yoga in Patients with Paroxysmal Atrial Fibrillation. It's a randomized control study. They looked at 80 patients diagnosed with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and they were given either, I guess, placebo yoga, I mean, it's like yoga all wrong, or they were given the real deal. And at the end of the study, the yoga group said they felt better, and they had an improved quality of life. But more importantly, at the end of the study, the yoga group had significantly lower heart rate. That's what we're looking for, is we're looking to control the heart rate, because that's what most of the medications do. They simply slow the heart. Yeah, you're going to have atrial fibrillation, but at least your heart's not going to go, brrr, you know, like a hummingbird heart, because once that happens, there's not efficient blood pumping. As well as improves systolic and diastolic blood pressure. The conclusion, yoga with light movements and deep breathing may lead to improved quality of life, lower blood pressure, and lower heart rate in patients with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Yoga could be a complementary treatment method to standard therapy. No, it's not a replacement for standard therapy, but it is an accoutrement, and yoga's good for you anyway. A lot of people looking for that performance edge mentally. So here's a study of, it's a nutrient that you don't hear that much about. It's called Bacopa. And the study is entitled Meta-Analysis of Randomized Controlled Trials on Cognitive Benefits of Bacopa Extract. We use Bacopa in a supplement called Keen Mind. You can find it at drhoffman.com among the products. Many of the products we talk about here in this program, of course, you can find at our Hoffman Center store. For more than 3,000 years, Bacopa has been used in Ayurvedic medicine to improve memory and brain function and to promote longevity. That's pretty good. 30 centuries of experience. So they looked at the clinical studies, not just one study, but they looked at several studies, a total of 289 published studies were discovered, but only nine were considered, because there were only nine that were good enough to be considered. And so of the nine studies, seven were conducted healthy subjects, two were conducted in patients with memory impairment. And so that's kind of interesting, because we're looking for products that help people in ordinary life. You know, people who say, you know, I need better recall, my job's challenging, I think my memory's declining, but they don't have Alzheimer's disease or severe cognitive impairment. So most of these studies done in people with, you know, just routine recall problems. And what they found was that attention and memory were improved. So that suggests that the use of Bacopa extract could be helpful to people, you know, desirous a little bit that performance edge. You know, maybe students taking tests, people trying to meet the demands of challenging jobs, that a product like Keen Mind might be a helpful accoutrement to whatever you're doing to keep your memory sharp. All right. This item is, if you're concerned that you'd have an out-of-control sweet craving, there may be hope for you, according to a new study. All you have to do is get a hold of something called FGF21. All right, don't write that down, please, because it's not available yet. But scientists have actually track down a specific substance made in the liver that controls simple sugar intake and sweet taste preference. That's pretty good. We hope that this is going to lead to a practical medicine. It's called hepatokine fibroblast growth factor 21, or FGF21. Given to mice in an experimental setting, it markedly suppresses consumption of simple sugars, but it doesn't affect the consumption of complex carbohydrates, proteins, or lipids. So it's not a general appetite suppressant, but it just turns off the cravings for sweets, and that's pretty cool, pretty cool. If this product actually finally reaches the marketplace, eventually a way to help people curb their sugar cravings. And this item, dietary emulsifiers. What are some of these emulsifiers? Well, they're in a lot of foods. Emulsifiers are in processed foods. There are things like Parley Sorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose. Yeah, you can look for those ingredients on packages of your favorite processed food. Dietary emulsifiers impact the gut microbiota, in other words, the microbiome, the bacteria that make up your gut. Well, what's the impact of that? Well, in an experiment, again, experimental animals, they gave them polysorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose. And what they found was a dramatic increase in colitis, but also in weight gain leading to metabolic syndrome. So what they're saying here is that the presence of these in processed foods might be promoting the increase in inflammatory bowel disease that we've observed since the mid-20th century, when the use of these products soared, because before that, we just hadn't invented these emulsifiers, which are, you know, kind of, you know, they give products mouthfeel and texture, and they're added to processed foods, but they induce low-grade inflammation, and they induce obesity and metabolic syndrome in mice who are given these food additives. So that's another reason why you ought to be avoiding junk food in your diet. I mean, these unpronounceable ingredients often have harmful effects. All right, that just about does it for today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. More and more people are discovering not just our radio broadcasts, which are easy to tune in to, but also our podcasts, which you can find at drhoffman.com or through places like iTunes. Lots of useful information there. We talked about a natural way of lowering blood pressure with a very exciting technological breakthrough this week in one of our podcasts. Also about the importance of dental health to overall health. Lots of great articles at drhoffman.com. Plus, remember our Hoffman Center store, because you can buy great products there and support these free information sources. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.